And now, we answer your correspondence on Dear Scott. Doing it quite early today, but we've got a lot to get through. Here's the posh lady from Radio 4 with what you've been mostly asking us this week.
Dear Scott, some rude messages recently have said they don't understand the point of Becky, and I think that's insulting. Becky provides constant laughs at Chappers and Scott's expense. Spouts accidental innuendo, which is hilarious. Interjects awkward silences with funny comments. Speaks in an amusing way with funny phrases and styles of talking. Brings a great feature to the Scott Mills show, Becky's Classifieds. Knows a lot about celebrities and pop culture and comments on it intelligently. Laughs at the same stupid things I do. Smiley. Zach.
Like this, you mean?
That is a good one.
Who's Zach, then?
I don't know, it's not me. It was an actual genuine email.
I like it that they bullet pointed it as well.
But also, what I've got strange ways of talking. I think that's just my Somerset accent, isn't it?
Maybe.
Is he being rude?
Could be, lover. Anyway, that's good to know that you're appreciated by at least some people, isn't it?
That's
really good.
I agree with all those points, though.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
Pleasure.
Next.
Dear Scott, I have a slight obsession with you since you appeared in More magazine this week. Didn't realise you were so hot. Pam.
I know it's really bad, and I know there's young people called Pam, but I had this vision of, like, this 55-year-old...
It was going really well until Pam...
...on magazine.
Sorry, Pam.
I'm sure you're really nice. At somebody who really likes you. That's not very nice.
I know it's bad, but I do... I've always found the name Pam amusing, and I don't know why. And it's...
Is it because it's a bit like spam?
I don't know. It just makes me laugh. And I'm nothing against Pams. I know we'll have a lot of Pams listening now going...
Pamela?
Going, shut up.
So if anybody's ever introduced you as Pam or Pamela, you laugh, do you?
I do a bit, yeah. I'm really sorry. It's just one of those things.
Scott, even, this is Pam. And then even you burst into hysterics.
When Pam from Destiny's Child came in with the other two, Kelly and Beyonce, I had to stifle my laughter then, to be honest. But thanks, Pam, very much for your kind comments.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. I just wanted to say that I was listening to the podcast about Celebrity Come Dine With Me when Becky said that she would like to go on it with Rupert Penry Jones. I was in Pizza Express the other day with my family and was very surprised when I saw that a few tables away was Rupert Penry Jones with his family. I think this means that, in a way, I went to dinner with him. Love you, from Jessica.
Can you imagine if it was you in that Pizza Express?
I would have been... I'm so gutted that...
You would have claimed that you'd been to dinner with him, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I went out to dinner last night with Rupert Penry Jones.
Yeah.
You'd have been more embarrassing than when you had dinner with,
Oh, no, not the man from the IT crowd.
You didn't have dinner with him, he was just in there.
No, I had dinner with him as well.
No, he was on the different
I did have
table.
Dinner with him by the end of it. I'd get crushed his meal so much. I was a close personal friend.
God, that was embarrassing.
Yes, it was. We'll move on.
Becky.
I bet you can probably work out which Pizza Express Rupert Penry Jones was in, I would imagine.
I can actually.
No,
You've probably checked that.
That might be my new favourite one to go to.
If you're not aware of this, Becky is obsessed with this man, Rupert Penry Jones. If you don't know who he's the bloke who used to be in Spooks. That narrows it down. The posh one that used to be in Spooks.
And was in Whitechapel.
Yeah, and he got blown up. Sorry if you haven't seen that episode. And Rupert Penry Jones is involved in this phone call from Chappers after 4:30, isn't he?
Yeah.
You so fell for it.
You're feeling so stupid now.
Come on, I'm not... Judge for yourselves when you hear it, but I think I knew who it was the whole time. Well, I didn't know who it was, but I knew it wasn't who it
right,
claimed
it's
to
fine.
Be.
We'll just play it after 4:30. It's good. And you did fall for it. Next.
Dear Scott, I was listening to your podcast from backstage at the Brits, and the guys from The Pet Shop Boy said that Chappers was a legend, and Chappers replied, "I know." Tongue sticking out, smiley. I was just wondering, does Chappers really think of himself as a legend? By the way, love the show. Rachel in Cumbria, XX.
Chappers?
Now, I've listened back to this, and it wasn't actually the Pet Shop Boys that said you were a legend, it was Scott. But the evidence is there for all to hear.
I'll tell you what it was, because they didn't know you until you opened your mouth, do you remember? And
I said
something. And Chris off the Pet Shop Boys went, "Oh, I recognise his voice now, hello."
Yeah.
And then I went...
Chappers, you're such a legend.
I know. There it is. Yeah, it's
it wasn't
right there.
Really in agreement with you, though, was it? Because I was
just you're such a legend.
You do say I know.
Yeah, and but then you realise that you're saying it halfway through and think, oh my God, this is embarrassing. I might just turn
I'm
it into
turn
a laugh.
I'm going to turn this into a laugh. I know.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Jeff is just such a legend.
Amazing. Can we go back to what the point of Becky is?
Anyway, more Dear Scots coming up later. Anything you want to ask us, go ahead.
You are a legend, Mark.
You are. Scott.mills. I know. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Just drop me an email, yeah?
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers and the other members of the team. I was chatting to one of my friends recently when the topic of discussion turned to your show. I mentioned about the posh lady from Radio 4 and said that I don't think that she is posh, just well-spoken. This opened up the debate I have regularly with my friends about whether or not I myself am posh. I have decided to ask you and your team what you think.
Okay.
My argument is that a posh person is one who speaks with a plum in their mouth and is generally from a wealthy background. Now, I would say that I do not fit into either of these categories. I do speak well, but not like Boris Johnson. My friend's arguments are thus. 1. I used to live in a house which had a direction to its lawn. It was called the South Lawn, since it was south-facing.
That's posh.
2. The aforementioned property had an orchard and a drawing room.
Posh.
3. My parents have owned at some time or another one of the following cars. Jaguar XJS, Jaguar XJ6, Mercedes SL500, Range Rover times 2, Lotus Elise/Elan.
Jeez.
Right.
Sounding quite posh so far.
I think they're loaded.
What? Why do you have to have a plum in your mouth if you're posh? What does that mean?
I don't know. I've never...
4.
I've never spoken with a plum in my mouth.
I haven't.
4. We used to have 2 ride-on lawnmowers. The South Lawn and the orchard were rather large. 5. My parents used to own a boat, the last one being about 40 foot. 6. We used to have a nanny who would pick my siblings and me up after school, since my parents both worked. 7. My parents now live abroad and have their own swimming pool. 8. They think I speak posh. Their list goes on. However, I tend to argue all of their points. So, what makes one posh, and am I indeed posh? Many thanks, Thomas.
Thing is, you can be rich, can't you? And still not posh.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, they might have been those ones that win the lottery and, like, still spit like that, but kind of...
still what?
Do you know what I mean? The ones that get those big concrete concrete lions and put them at the gates.
Oh, yeah, like that.
And put a pool table and have, like, a games room just because they can.
What's wrong with having a games room?
No,
I don't have a games room because I have a house big enough, but
how do they speak?
No, I'm not doing it again.
Go on.
Sort of like that.
New money, that's what you're saying, isn't
it? Yeah.
Right.
Win the lottery.
Okay, well, we don't really know that much about you, but...
But he sounds very
you
posh.
You do sound posh, to be honest.
He sounds very posh to me. Plums in the mouth.
Sorry.
Or no plums in the mouth.
Yeah. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, Smiley, the one that doesn't speak, and the random but lovely posh Radio 1 lady. Recently, in our RS lessons at school, we had to plan our own weddings, including the dress, reception, flowers, everything. We also had to pick a groom to marry and include a picture. I included you, and that picture of you off of the podcasts. Perhaps not the most flattering, but hey.
No.
Unfortunately, your smiling orange face did not win me the best groom prize.
Oh.
Instead, that went to the girl who married George Banks off of Mary Poppins. Oh well, better luck another time. Lots of love, Lucy. Smiley. XXX.
Oh, sorry I didn't win you the groom competition.
I love it that it went to George Banks, though.
Who was he?
He's the dad in Mary Poppins. He's got, like, dark black hair and a tash.
Oh, okay.
And he works in a bank and he's quite boring.
But he won best groom.
Mm.
Rubbish.
Is that photo of you the one that she's where you're sort of crouching down doing some kind of kung fu pose?
It's the one that looks a bit like George Michael.
I don't like George Michael.
Well...
Oh, where is it taken?
It doesn't really look like me. No, it's just me kind of staring straight ahead. If you download the podcast, you'll know the photo I mean.
Wait, what era of George Michael? Are we...
The Go Outside one.
So...
That's George Banks there, Chappers, in the bowler hat.
Oh, right, yeah.
No, hang on, can we go back to me looking like George Michael in the Outside video?
No, I didn't say in the outside video.
Oh, right, that era.
That era. Era. God, I didn't see you dressed up as a policeman.
You're very sad.
Although, to be fair, you quite often are dressed up as a policeman.
Not a urinal, I don't think, to be fair to him.
God. If he's on set and needs the loo.
Next.
Dear Scott, firstly, I have to make an apology. It was me that saw you cross the road in London at lunchtime today and shouted at you. I do drive a van a lot, but I'm not your stereotypical obnoxious white van man.
I remember this. Someone shouted at me the other day.
Having seen you cross the road in front of me, I got excited, and all I could muster was a, Millsy! Wahey! I wanted to say sorry to you, and also make myself feel better. While I'm writing this email, I may as well mention that if you remember Let Loose off of the 90s and Crazy for You, then Richie Wurmerling has reformed the group with four other musicians, and I am one of the guitarists. The new album is coming out around March, and I was going to give you a copy, but you disappeared pretty sharpish.
I really did.
Probably hot-footing it away from me. When the promo copies are finished, we will drop one in for you. I think it's something you'll enjoy. Anyway, sorry again, and we all love the show. Love you, Jamie, off of Let Loose.
Amazing. So the bloke in the white van that went, "Hooray, Millsy!" is actually from 90s pop combo Let Loose. What are the chances of that? The 2009 version of Let Loose, obviously, because they're back. Wow. So... What?
You're being stalked by a guitarist from the reformed Let Loose.
He was a very nice man. He just kind of alarmed me a little bit because I, you know, like someone shouts your name, you're like, huh? I just crossed over some traffic.
Were you dressed as George Michael?
No. Us 90 stars have got to stick together. Anything you want to ask? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email and we'll answer
it. You actually won the album, don't you?
I wouldn't mind.